Oh, happy Thursday, Robbo.
Yeah. Now, we missed last week. However, of course, the week before that, it was the end of FebFit. So we thought we needed to celebrate not FebFit, but the end of FebFit. Yeah. Sweet treats.
Yeah, we have. And we've blown FebFit out of the water this week, haven't we?
Where do you want to start?
Oh, well, there's so many yummy sweet treats in Bendigo. It's hard to get a list together. But my favourite thing, my go-to on a Saturday morning is, and I can't go past it, is Harvest and their almond croissants. They only do them on a Saturday morning, but they are the bee's knees. Have you tried one?
I've had almond croissants.
No. If you haven't had a Harvest almond croissant, then you haven't had an almond croissant.
Oh, okay. Right.
I know. You get yourself to Harvest on a Saturday morning. You line up with the rest of us.
Yep.
And you try those babies. They are delicious.
Okay. That is on my to-do list.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
I don't think we could talk about sweet treats if we didn't talk about donuts.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, definitely.
They're like the best thing ever.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a few new donut places popping up and down. Have you noticed?
Yes, yeah.
It's like the new fad.
Yeah, and Walkers, I know we're going to talk about. That one is sensational.
Yeah, yum. There's so many different flavours and bits and pieces. I didn't know that donuts could be so complicated.
You know what I had about a week ago? I tell you.
Go on.
And I took it home and I left it. I thought I'm going to have dinner and then it's going to, you know, it was very special.
Yeah.
A banana custard
donut.
Oh,
hard to find.
I tell you, I don't know if it's illegal in some states, but I would have married it. Oh, sorry, I've done that probably too many times anyway.
Well, you know what? I've sort of always been partial to the cinnamon, like the supermarket cinnamon donuts. So yeah. These fancy ones are like taking it to a whole nother level.
Oh, yeah. No, they are brilliant, aren't they? I tell you one other place too. Our friends at George's Bakehouse do a great, they do a lemon meringue donut.
Oh.
And I tell you, 18 years and over only. It's adults only. It's just brilliant.
It's like two of my favourite things in a donut. Fabulous. Oh, you know, the other thing that's about to pop up is, and you'll laugh about this. This is, it's called Dopey and it's the donut holes. So do you ever wonder where the donut holes go?
I must admit, I haven't laid awake at night thinking about this.
Well, you should, because like that's a waste of donut. Like,
well, that's true, yeah.
Or dough, I should say. Well, anyway, opposite the library there, they've just been renovating the space and they're opening up. So that's coming soon. So I haven't been there yet, but I will be sure it will be on my list.
So but hang on, but the donut holes are only little. So like you have to go and buy 10 of them to satisfy your hunger.
Yeah, but they put things on top of them. Like they make like a, I don't know, like a cake out of them or something.
Oh,
I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing it and that's going to be fabulous.
That sounds fascinating.
Anyhow. So if we move away from donuts, which I don't want to, but I feel
walk
like we
away.
Should. I would also think that vanilla slices. Now, the Bridgewater Bakery do the most amazing vanilla slice.
Or, as they are colloquially known, the good old snot block.
I've never heard that term.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Why would you call something so delicious a snot block? That doesn't make any sense.
Have you looked at it when you bite into it? Have you never heard snot
I devour
block?
It too quickly. No.
I can't believe that. Ree, you haven't lived.
No, clearly. Yeah. I'm so un-Australian.
Yeah, but they do, and they are fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what about the Bluebird Bakery? What have they got?
Oh, they've got some beautiful, gorgeous things. So Manette and her team make some amazing cakes and delicacies there. So you definitely, that's opposite the old Toy World.
Right.
In town. Yeah. So definitely get yourself in there.
Okay.
And the other one I wanted to talk about, this is like a pop-up, like a van.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Two Twisted Tarts. They're only out at Lake Waroona on a Friday and a Saturday night, and they do like cheesecake and jelly cups, and they make this rocky road with like smashed up lifesavers in it.
Oh.
It's like great.
Oh, that sounds good. I thought for a minute when you gave me the notes, I thought, geez, I reckon I've dated one of those,
yeah.
That Twisted Tart.
Stop it. So that's it for my sweet treats, I think. Like, that's enough. That's definitely going to blow FebFit way out of the water.
I tell you what, I haven't brought in a sweet treat with my ham and cheese sandwich this morning, but I'll be going to get one.
Yeah.
No question about that. Hey, next week, Elvis coming to town.
Oh, my God, so excited about Elvis coming.
Yeah,
And Priscilla's coming too, did you hear?
I know, how good is that? So what do you reckon? Into a bit of good retro burger stuff?
Oh, I like it. Like the diner kind of concept.
Yeah, yeah.
Burger and chips. Burger and fries.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, no. I can do that research for you.
All right, good deal.
I'll take it for the team.
Go to
it. Yes, I'll do it.
See you next week.
Bye.